So, but Kittel, there was so much in Kittel that most of the Shir will be Kittel based. We'll touch on Karpas a little bit because one of the explanations for Kittel goes very well for a beautiful insight on Karpas. And if you want to know more about Karpas, you'll have to come, like Kvitsa Sadarach, you'll have to come Tuesday night. We're having a Haggadah highlight Shir here in the shul. Men and women are both invited, so maybe we'll talk a little more about Karpas. So many people have the minhag to wear a kittel at the Seder. Anyone here not wear a kittel at the Seder? Oh, wow. More people don't than do. Minhag many used to wear a kittel. Minhag, well, you still came, even though you don't wear a kittel. And the title of the shir was kittel for the karpas. So many people have the minhag to wear a kittel. I know Svardim don't, Minhag Chabad is not. And they're different minhagim. In a lot of places, the Baal HaBayis, the one who's running the Seder, wears a kittel, no one else does. That is a prevalent minhag. That is Indian of a kittel. It's interesting. Kittel is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Pesach. It comes up almost Derech Agav when discussing whether an Ovel should wear a kittel at the Seder, which we'll see in a minute. It's in Shulchan Aruch by Yom Kippur. It's actually not in Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Pesach. I want to just start by sharing a story in Halacha, which I think framed the importance of Kittel. Rabbi Chatzko Levenstein was the Mashkiach of the Mir in Poland, and while they escaped to Shanghai. Chatzko, Yecheskel, Levenstein. And then he escaped to Shanghai, Teretz Yisrael, and he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich for many years in Bnei Brak. So he writes in his Haggadah that one time in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's shul, you're davening Tal. And we know Tal, the Chazan wears a kittel. It's actually a very, it's a moving moment. You thought you were done with the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Nusach, the Nigun. I happen to like the Nigun a lot. And you stand there, Tfilas Tal, it's very beautiful, it's very powerful, you're in shul, and the Chazan wears a kittel. And in Yisrael Salanter's Beis Medrash, the Chazan didn't have a kittel. They didn't know what to do. It was going to, people thought it would be a huge tircha de tzibura. You're going to make everyone wait while the chazan goes to get a kittel. Come on, just do it without the kittel. It's not ma'akev. It's not like a chauffeur. It's a kittel. So they thought tircha de tzibura, forget the kittel and go on davening. It's very late. You know, if there's no Shabbos Chomo, there's also Koheles, right? It could work out that way. So Rabbi Tzvi Alessandro said, absolutely not. Said it's kedai to wait for the kittel. You can take a look at it inside later. He says, all we have left is the kittel. The pnimius, the internal feeling that we've lost, at least we should guard over the chitzonius. And I think what he's saying is that there are very few times where we put something on or do something which really gets us into a frame of mind, a mood. You know, when I used to coach high school hockey, and one year we were zoche. It's not real hockey, it's floor hockey. And some people, it's like moving golf, right? So we made the championships one year as a coach in JV. And I was in the locker room, and I had all the guys take their jerseys off. And I said, before you put that jersey on, think about the last 10 months of practice. Think about the sweat, the suicides, the practice, the effort, the sacrifice that you had by coming to practice every Sunday for 5 hours, all the times I yell at, all, think about what could be when you win. And then you put that jersey on. It gets you into a frame of mind. You're putting on the jersey. We don't hide that a lot. Maybe a chassan on his wedding day when he puts that suit on. Maybe you get a very expensive suit, custom-made suit. Maybe a person loses a lot of weight, and that first time they go back into the closet and put on the suit that they had from 5 years ago. We've all been there probably at some point in time. That like feels really good. Maybe it's first day of vacation, and you're like, you take your work clothes off, and you put on, instead of scrubs, a pair of sweatpants. Like, you take off your suit, and you put on a pair of shorts. Maybe that like gets you into the mood for vacation. It's very rare. So I think what he's saying is that you come home. It's not just dinner with a lot of Torah, a lot of learning. This is the Seder. The kittel is our chitzonius. We don't have such a pnimius anymore. And there's actually a halacha that we're not supposed to wear a kittel in the bathroom. You see people on Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah, maybe very few people wear kittel, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and they go to the bathroom and they take their towels off. They take their kittel, and a lot of people take the kittel off. The Mishnah Berurah says supposed to take the kittel off. It's a jacket. It's not kadosh. No. There is something very chashuv, very kadosh about the kittel. And the question is, why do we wear a kittel? What's what's the point? So there are a couple of classic explanations, and there are a couple of Avira Deretz Yisrael is emanating from your face. Welcome back. So why are we at Kittel? So it really comes up the first place when discussing an Avel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, you take a look in source 3, that it's based on the Gemara, Isha Einat Tzricha Haseba. Women don't need to recline. Ella im Kein hi Chashuva. Unless she's Chashuva. So I'm not going to ask you for show of hands of whose wife is Chashuva, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol HaNashim Shalanu Mikri Chashuvos. All our wives, all our women, you post this on the refrigerator. Kol HaNashim Shalanu Mikri Chashuvos. Ach, lo nogu la'asev. The meaning of a woman is not to recline. Kisamcha divrei Ravya, tekasev dezman hazeh in la'asev. The Ravya says nowadays, back then, they used to bring a couch out. We used to maybe see pictures, not, you know, cameras back then, but the way people describe it, the way the Gemara has it, everyone had their own table, they reclined, like a lounge chair. Nowadays, it's actually sometimes more awkward and uncomfortable to try to like recline at the table with the pillow. So women can rely on their... Why don't men have to rely on their Ravya? Why do men have to recline if nowadays you don't... That's a conversation for another time. But women don't need to recline bizman hazeh, because it's not really derech chirus to recline anymore. On that, the Taz writes that his father-in-law was the Bach, says an Avel should not do haseba. An Avel should not recline. An Avel for a parent for the 12 months, or for a non-parent for the 30 days, the shloshim, does not recline. Why? Because since there's enough chirus without reclining, it's overly simcha, it's overly chashuv to recline. And an Avel, even though there's no public avelos on Yom Tov, an Avel shouldn't be in a state where things are very chashuv and great and grand because of the loss that he suffered. Says the Taz, if that's true, Kol Shekein, an Avel should not wear a kittel. Kol Shekein, an Avel should not wear a kittel. Clearly, the Taz is understanding that the reason for the kittel is because wearing a kittel is something chashuv. Shulchan Aruch says in Yom Kippur, the Malachi Asharis, there's a couple gemaras I put in here, you can look at it later, that big day lavan, white clothing, represents simcha and represents chashiva. So there's a gemara in Yuma that says, one year, the year that Shimon HaTzadik died, he told him, I'm going to die in this year. He said, how do you know you're going to die? Why do you say that? He says, because every Yom Kippur, I would see the Zakein who was wearing white clothing and completely wrapped in white. This year, when I saw him, he was wearing black. So we know it's from a funeral, people wear black. White represents and connotes a certain level of simcha, a certain level of chashivas. A kittel is white, it's a very chashuv, so an avel shouldn't be in a state of chashivas, of something special, of something holy, something happy, during a state of avelos. But then the Taz says there's another reason why we wear a kittel. And this, I think, is the reason most people assume, which is that it's to remind us of Yom HaMisa. Remind us of the day that we die. The dead are buried. They're buried in a kittel. Kittel is part of the tachrichin. And so we want to remember, we want to remind ourselves of the Yom HaMisa. Why do we want to remind ourselves of the Yom HaMisa on Pesach?
I don't want to think about that. What? I don't want to think about
You don't want to. We'll see. The Netziv is going to go, the Netziv and others, Talmidei Agra, are going to go crazy on this. He said it absolutely, it's totally antithetical to what Yom Tov is about. But the Taz, it's Shelo Tazuach Daito Alav Me'asimcha. We're worried that people are going to be so overjoyed with Simcha. They're going to be, it's going to lead to frivolous behavior. Gilu Berada, there's supposed to be a balance between Simcha and seriousness. And there's going to be such a Simcha at the Seder that we need to combat that, encounter that, temper that Simcha by wearing a kittel to be like, relax, everyone's going to die.
Which it's, means that the Avel, that it flips it around then.
So yeah.
In other words, why shouldn't an Avel wear it? Because Avel doesn't feel that same. In other words, instead of saying that the Avels shouldn't wear a kittel because it's too much.
So there's actually a machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. According to that reason, should an Avel wear a kittel or not? The Magen Avraham says he does not wear a kittel. Why? He doesn't need anything to remember the Yom HaMisa. This person buried his relative. He lost a loved one recently. Misa is very fresh in his mind, unfortunately. So he doesn't need the Kittel. The Taz says no. The Taz says that if we're worried about over Simcha, so anything you could do to temper that Simcha is worthwhile. Rav Moshe actually paskens that Avos should not wear it because he says the reason of remembering Yom HaMisa, no one feels that today. Let's be honest. People wear Kittel, they're not thinking of Yom HaMisa. It's not a thought. Maybe positive psychology movement has changed the way we view things. But most people, even if they do know that reason, they're not margish. They don't feel... Back in the day, people did that. I forgot who. One of the great Bali Musar, they said every month, he used to go to the Beis HaKvaros, to the cemetery, and he used to... take his clothing off. He used to be Tovel, as if he's doing a Tahara on himself. He used to lie down in a fresh grave. Aim up. I mean, you lose your mind. It was a different... I don't know.
They didn't have cable.
Right. There was no Wi-Fi. And,
a kittel was worn on a day of tremendous joy, because one wears a kittel after chasna, and a kittel is also obviously worn, is also put on by Yom HaMisa. So you could look at it either way. I mean,
Good. So,
why?
At a wedding, wear a kittel, and Yom Kippur. So those are happy. Yom Kippur and wedding are happy days. So... This is why it's really the Shulchan Aruch writes this. Well, hopefully at that point.
You didn't pay your wife.
Well, what?
Arizal, Kadosh, and I think two of his contemporaries, every Arab Shabbos they used to wear white.
Right.
And go towards.
On the field, Boikala. Dressed in white.
They're all dressed in white.
This is the first explanation of Taz. White is a clothing, the famous Gemara that on Tu B'Av. Excuse me, the 15th of Av, the women would go out to fields, they were wearing white clothing. White is we'll see, it's morale as an idea. White is pure. White brings us happiness. That's the first explanation of Taz. The second explanation, which is the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom Kippurim, to remember Yom HaMisa, it's to temper the Simcha, which is funny on Pesach. I would say, you know what? People should wear it on Purim. It won't be maybe not, it won't be as much fun. Purim is supposed to, I don't know. Pesach's like the one time we have to temper our Simcha. Most people aren't so besimcha, unfortunately. That's why a lot of people, they don't say chag kosher v'sameach, right? Because everyone's so worried about kosher and they're not so worried about sameach, so we should flip it around. Most people are chag sameach on Pesach.
You don't like the answer.
No, if that's the case, then you should wear it in Sukkot, right? Sukkot is the whole Dvar. Why we say, what do you call it? Koheles in Sukkot is because of, you're worried about the...
So if Dvar, Kol Shema, Salam Kim Yirah, the Simchas Beis Shueva, Kol Shur Lo, anyone who didn't see the Simchas Beis Shueva, never saw Simcha in his life, maybe you're not supposed to temper it. Okay, now, it happens to be that the Nitziv, Naftali, and I tried to add some bios and pictures in this week's... we'll see. Trying a little bit. The Nitziv was Rashi with the Volozhin Yeshiva. The Nitziv says it's wrong. He just says two words. Vehu tamua. It's a wonder. It's an absolute wonder that on Pesach, this happy day, that there is Simchas Yom Tov, that we should remember the Yom HaMisa. In the left, on source 13, this is a Gada called Zera Gad, or Zevi Hirsch ben Tanchum. I think he was a Talmud of the Gra. He has a stronger language. He writes, if you just take a look at the second line. Wow. He says, first line, Rabim Sabr Shekavanas Halvashas HaKittel. Many think that the intent of wearing the kittel, Hula Zikaron Begin Mesim, to remind us of the clothing of the dead. Avaldavar Rachok Me'od. It's very far off to think Lahaskir itzavon halev, such a depressing thought. Asher zeh sof kol adam b'yom tov akadosh zeh. The last thing in our mind is death, and it should be the last thing in our mind on this holy, happy time. He says, so it's rachok, it's far out to think. That's the reason we wear the kittel. And he goes on later on, skip down, five lines from the bottom. On the Madavar Barur, it's clear. Vinoda Mikama Mikomos, it's well known for many sources. Umidivrei Hazichronos, not sure exactly what that means. Shakitl eino lezikara mesim klal. Nothing to do with beged, the clothing of a mace. Why on this holy, happy day, we finally made it there. We have no chametz in our house. We're at the Seder. We're with our family. We're going to hear what our kids, the Divrei Torah, and the singing, and the wine. And we remember Yom HaMisa, Netziv, and this other parish, the Zera God, said absolutely not. So what is it? What else could it be besides that which is chashev? So I saw numerous explanations, all which framed the Seder in a completely different mindset. And it's something I'm thinking about now. This is the first year I'm running a Seder. For the last, I've been married 14 years, and every year I've gone to my parents and my in-laws. Now I'm here. I got a holiday job. And I'm making a Seder for the first time. And I need to know how to run a Seder. I mean, I know the halachas, basically, but am I supposed to, should I go get Paro costumes and Moshe costumes and different props for the makos? Is it supposed to be more? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the state is supposed to be a little more serious. I don't know. I've been thinking about this a lot and speaking to a lot of different people. Consensus I'm getting is that it has to fit with your personality.
That's good with the kids also.
Yeah, and right. So different explanations here frame the whole state in different way. The Netziv says that Pesach, we eat the Pesach, we have the Seder to replicate the Korban Pesach, what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Korban Pesach had to have been eaten be'ema u'be'ira, with awe and reverence. Korban Pesach was a big deal. He has a chazal that they didn't wear regular clothing when they ate the Korban Pesach. It was special. Kachim is very serious. You learn through some of the Masechtas and Zvachim and Menachos, make a really big deal about eating Kachim. So it has to be Be'ema Ubiyura. And he proves from Gemara that when they used to daven, they used to wear white clothing. Because when you're standing in front of a king, you should wear this serious clothing to put you in the frame of mind. And it says in the Tziv, at the Seder, we're supposed to view ourselves, the entire Seder, as if we're Yoshe Bifnei HaMelech, sitting in front of the king. And this white garment helps us get in that frame of mind. So the kittel is to be serious, have awe and reverence at the Seder. Interesting. Rav Soloveitchik, he said, if that's true, so then everyone should wear a kittel. But Rav Soloveitchik writes that the minhag, at least what he saw, was that only the Baal Bayis, only the leader of the Seder, the house, the owner of the house, wears the kittel. So according to the Tziv, that it's so we should all be in this awe and reverence frame of mind, everyone should wear a kittel. The minhag is not the way. So Rav Soloveitchik quotes his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, who says, you know why I wear the kittel? When you're not sure anything about the Seder, so what's the answer?
The kids
can ask. Okay, no, get the kids to ask questions. Daddy, you're wearing a kittel on Yom Kippur. Why are you wearing a kittel? And what's the answer? So what's the answer? So they do this a lot. They say, okay, so that's the question. But what's the answer? Is it just, maybe it's just to confuse them and get them thinking. So once they see that, wait, things are weird tonight. Why are we dipping? Why are we having karpas? What? That's what Moshe Soloveitchik said. And no, it's almost like a very deflating, so why a kittel? I don't know, wear a baseball hat. I don't know, wear a dress. You do a lot, I guess, because here, you have it anyways. It's in your house. It's a Yom Kippur. It's maybe they saw your wedding video and they saw you wearing a kittel at the wedding. So they were, oh, Daddy, why are you wearing a kittel?
How about a thought like this? You know, we were 210 years slaves in Mitzrayim. Now we left. We know Mitzrayim was filled with avodah zarah and idolatry. We're leaving that environment. So maybe the kittel represents kind of purity, leaving the tomb of Mitzrayim.
Okay. Interesting. Can I think about that a little bit? Come in.
That's the answer you give
me. I like you.
And he's to it. Yeah. Mind.
What do you got in here?
I don't have a good answer to that. But I'm thinking, you wear it because you want to be like a malach.
Right.
So if you're going to say Zman Chelutenu, right? So we're going to be the Amenivchar for Hashem. So maybe this is to compare us to Malachim. That's the closest thing I can
say. But why on Pesach night are we like angels?
That is the time. That is the event in Judaism that we always turn to. Every day.
I hear that, but why like angels? What does that have to do with being an angel?
Eved Hashem.
You might be honest on it. It has to be flushed out, I think, a little bit more to see.
I think what he's saying is that, you know, that night is a special night, right? It's Leil Shimurim, right? You don't have to say Shema, right? The heavens are open. It's a night where you're, you know, there's a sense of sanctity.
Right, so okay, let's think about it. Let's try to flush it out.
Number 13, the very top, he says, Yilbash Hakitl Lavan Vinaki, and then he says, V'yosim Hamitznefes Al Rosho Uvavneit Bad Yachkor. I mean, is there a concept to actually wear a crown? Hamitznefes Al Rosho?
You know,
like a Kohen Gadol?
I don't know.
And that, by the way, is the other thing. Yeah. Remember, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.
White.
When he goes to Kodesh Kodashim, he wears white,
right,
specifically.
They're those who say that, and Seder night, you can make your house to the Beis HaMikdash. Seder night, our home becomes like our own Beis HaMikdash. So you're the Kohen Gadol, who is Nichnas, who enters Lefnai Lefnim, and he took off his, usually he wore, right, Big Day Zav, you put on white, you become like the Kohen Gadol who's entering Lefnai Lefnim.
Cherubs.
The whole thing. yeah.
So no matter which mahalak you go with, is it only married people that we have the minhag?
Oh, I'll share with you a Maram Shik in a minute. Let me just get to one more answer now. So that's the Netziv, very serious, all on reverence. Kittel gets you in that frame of mind. This, in Source 13, this Haggadah, and I'm sorry it's smaller print, he has a totally different explanation. He says that white was like a happy type of garment. It was a nice garment. The kittel was like this long, flowing. Nowadays it's not super nice, but it's this nice garment. So he says that Yom Tov is a time to dress in a more mechubad, a more honorable way. And the bottom line, he says at the top line, the second paragraph, "Ulehisnaos lefanav yisparach b'mitzvos." We try to be na'eh. We try to be beautiful, glorious in our mitzvos. That's why Yom Kippur is a very happy day, and that's why a wedding is a very happy day. So this white clothing, the woman on Tu B'Av would go out with. The Gemara says it was never a happier day than Tu B'Av. The white clothing represents this happy moment. So it's really a little bit opposite. Not that Netziv holds you shouldn't be happy, but Netziv is to frame the Seder with awe and reverence. And this Haggadah, this parish is saying that it's a happy time. We should look good. We should feel good. Could be the nafkamina is whether you should get a kittel with, like, they have like fancier kittels with the lace. You know what I'm talking about? And like, they have ones with like gold buttons now. Should a kittel be, if according to Netziv, no, it's simple, awe and reverence. According to this parish, it's to beautify ourselves, to look like royalty, to feel good, to be mechubad in mitzvahs. According to Soloveitchik, it wouldn't matter, just to get the kids to ask questions. So why spend the money on the lace?
According to this, why would it
specifically
be
a kittel? It
should
be just begadim
na'im, or a fancy
suit. I hear.
I guess. It says, "Beget pishon lavan, who beget chashuk kedesiv,
my alvei shal
sabig deishesh."
Right.
The white.
White and is something like you said that Rizal. It's based on the Gemara. They used to go out in the white clothing. We'll see another explanation. I'll touch on that in a minute. I want to hold off on the Maharal. I'm not sure we'll have time for that. I saw two very creative pshatim. One, which very much goes well with Karpas. One is the Malbim. The Malbim says that there, we know the three things Jews did or didn't do, really is the right way to say it, to merit the Exodus. What are the three things? They didn't change their names. They didn't change their tongue, their language. And Malbusha, they didn't change their clothing. What enabled us to leave, to marry to Exodus, the idea is we kept a sense of, nationality, a sense of identity. We're Jews. We're going to talk like Jews. We're going to look like Jews. We're going to have Jewish names. So says the Malbim, so it makes sense for all of us on Pesach night to wear a specific clothing that is unique to the Jews. We put on that kittel. No one besides Jews is wearing a kittel that night.
So then,
right? I'm a Jew. This is why I left. Because if you're not going to wear a kittel, so some guy's going to come to a Seder in a pair of sweatpants. And again, according to that, young kids should. Why only marry people? Okay, you're right. But everyone should. But that's, I thought, a creative explanation of the Malbim as to why we wear the kittel. The greatest shot I saw, I think this is unbelievable, is the Kli Yakar. And I think is unreal. What brought us down to Egypt? What brought us down? Mechiras Yosef. They sold Yosef to slavery. Why they sell him? What was the jealousy? What caused that jealousy? The multicolored garment brought us down to Egypt. The multicolored garment brought us down to Egypt. They had the jealousy. And why did that bring jealousy? Because colors is something
more expensive,
it's more beautiful, it's catchier, it's prettier. It is, you know?
Right.
Look at the color pants that people wear today, you know? My shirt today was like a rainbow, the color pants. It's more, no one ever wore white pants, but you know what I mean? So colored garments, the multicolored coat, the Ksonas Pasim, caused the jealousy. That caused the brothers, or at least that trigger that enabled that brought out the hatred full circle, that they sold them into slavery. That's what brought us down. How do we get out of there? Is to remove the jealousy. And how we remove the jealousy? We are all wearing the same cheap, not so pretty, not so nice kittel. Yeah, okay, no lace, no gold. There's no jealousy. It's more than that. The Gemara in Tainus that I quoted about Tubav, the Gemara says they all went out wearing white clothing, borrowed clothing. Why?
So nobody should be different. The ones who are poor shouldn't feel that they can't afford it. So
They all wore borrowed clothing, so there was no jealousy. There was no sense of, oh man, look what she's wearing, look what I'm wearing. Everyone wore borrowed clothing. Now, I never told this to that Gemara, because maybe you borrow clothing from the really rich girl with great clothing, and she borrowed clothing from the poor girl.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because the point is everybody assumed
they wearing their own clothing.
Right. And the Gemara there says they wore white. So he said the Kli Yakar that one of the reasons they wore white is for the same reason. Everyone's wearing white. No one's wearing a beautiful, there could be a beautiful gown that's white, but everyone's wearing the same one. Color versus white represents jealousy versus, I'm not jealous, I don't care what you do, I'm me, and we're going to preserve people's dignity. So says the Kli Yakar, that's why we wear a white kittel at the Seder, to preserve that. And I think that frames the whole, it's different. It's not just to get us in a serious mood like the Nitziv. It's not just to make us happy, it's Mechubad, we're Malachim, Yom HaMisa. It's something we can think about. Here I am at the Seder, and maybe I have a bigger house, a smaller house, more kids, more Torah, less Torah. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're all one. We're all Jews, and we're on, at least externally, we look that way at the Seder. And with that in mind, I want to get the song, if that's okay. Let's lead that into Karpas. I saw a beautiful explanation years ago on Karpas. We dip. Why we dip the Karpas? So the Gemara says, get the kids ask questions. Okay, but what's the answer to the question? Tati, why are we dipping? So I saw an beautiful explanation. If you take a look at some of the Psukim. What is Ksonas Pasim? What is the word? What's the translation of the word? So Rashi, take a look at source 19 is the Pasuk. Of Yisrael, Avos Yosef, Kol Banav. Yaakov loved Yosef more than his other children. Ki ben zekunim hulo. Born in old age, taught him a lot of Torah. Different explanations in Rashi. V'asalo Ksonas Pasim. He made him this multicolored coat. Pasim, says Rashi. Lashon kli milas. It's his fine wool. Kimo. Karpas. What is Karpas? Where do you have the word Karpas? Megillas Esther, the sixth pasuk, Chur Karpas v'tcheles. Right? Karpas is a fine wool. Rashi translates Pasim as Karpas. Karpas is fine, colorful, beautiful wool. What did they do? What was the final act which totally cemented what they were doing to Yosef? They shechted an animal and they took the coat and they dipped it. The pasuk says, "Vayitpalu es hakutones badam." They dipped this multicolored garment into blood. That's one dipping. There was another dipping. When the Jews were getting ready to leave Egypt, God needed them to have blood on their doorpost, right? I mean, God didn't really need it. He could have done it without them, whatever. It's a different conversation. So what did the pasuk say in 23? Ulakachtem agudat ezov, which is a bundle of hyssop. Who knows what hyssop is? Mm-hmm. Okay. Ulakachtem, next TNL, we'll have some grilled hyssop.
Why don't we do that?
Why don't we do that?
We should do that.
Okay, start the movement.
I'd be good. Grab your hyssop.
You know what? I'm surprised no one started that as a business. You know? Great business. You need a hyssop, and we'll start selling hyssop, prepackaged. Ulakachtem agudat ezov. And what God said to do? Utavaltem badam. Dip it. Dip it into blood. They could have poured the blood on it. Dip it into blood. We got down to Egypt because of kinah, because of jealousy, because of hatred of Jews to another Jews, to brothers. The way we get out of that is by a dipping. There's the not changing their name, not changing their clothing. We're one. We're one people. We get along. And aguda, what's an aguda? It's a bundle. It's not just a shul. It's a bundle. It means you have a lot of individual items that you think no one has schach like this anymore, bamboo, because you have a mat. But think like the old schach bamboo poles. You have the 10 poles, and you tie them together, and you can carry it all as one. That's an aguda. It's a bundle. It's individual items which are bundled together. So the symbolism is you want to leave Egypt, you have to first rectify the dipping of the brothers. And you do that by dipping into dam and aguda, that we're all one. So comes the Seder, we know, Shebechol ha'alilot, Einan ha'mapilu ma'fil pa'machaz, ha'layla'zeh, shtei pa'mim, we dip twice, we dip to symbolize what got us down to Egypt was a dipping of hatred. And if we want to get out, it has to be a dipping of love, of achdus, of friendship, of getting along. And that's symbolized by the two dipping. It's exactly what the Kli Yakar are saying about the kittel. The kittel is the white. Is no, we don't need colors. We don't need jealousy. We're going to rectify what the brothers did. And hopefully, through our wearing the kittel, we should feel the ema, the reverence to the awe, but not in a way that's going to take away from our simcha, like others say. When our kids ask questions, we should have good answers, like Rav Soloveitchik says. But it should also remind us that we could to bring the gula. That's what we're here for, you know, to bring the ultimate gula, as Chazal say, "Benisan nigalu." We were redeemed in Nisan. U'benisan asidin ligal. We're going to eventually be redeemed in Nisan. It should happen sooner or later, but it won't happen until we could understand this message, the dipping and the white. Shkayach.
So we start off the season, basically, the holiday season.
Hold on, I'm interrupting you.